Baita Ereshirev Shirekizasim. Dvash. What does the pasuk say, dvash? Here, honey usually means in the Torah, when it says honey, it means of dates. It means the honey that comes out of dates. So, what's the loch of a date? Kekoyseves hagas liyom kippurim. What's the Isser achila on Yom Kippur? There, the Torah doesn't say loshin achila by Yom Kippur. The Torah says loisuna. You have to pine, you have to put yourself in pain. So, how much eating takes away your pain? That's the shear of a date. You have to eat the shear of a date, a kekoyseves hagas, a big date, then you chayiv on Yom Kippur. So the Torah says loshen advash, which means the honey that comes out of the dates, so gay tilchus Yom Kippur. So here the kasher is all these shiurim say in the pasuk. So what does the Gemara before say? The halachas v'shiurim are halacha l'mashim Sinai. No, from this pasuk eretz zayis, all these words we learn out shiurim from. So Drashi kol dvash homo batayra dvash tomorim. It's always honey that comes out of dates. K'diyamer hosam ein mevi'im bikurim kiyim mizayim haminim. You can only bring bikurim for the zayim aminim. V'loy mit tomorim shebhorim. V'loy mit perish of amokim. Alma pshitilei letana de tomorim mi zayim aminim dehainu dvash. The pasuk it talks about bringing bikurim from tomorim. I wear a tomorim, wear a dates in the zayim aminim. Elamai, the pasuk says dvash, honey. Honey means the dates. The dates, the honey comes from the dates. That's the halacha. So the kitzah of the kasher is, these halacha, it's not halacha l'moshim yisina, it's not teresh shabal peh, it's teresh shabal ksav. And for the Gemara Poshit, for Tizbura, Shiyura Nichtav Ksivi, this posuk of Eretz Chito Sairam, does the posuk really mean the Shiyurim? Does the Shiyurim say here? Avad Ela Hilchasaninu, Avad the Yikr Halachas are all Halachas Loma Shemisinai, all Halachas of Shiyurim. The Asamchino Rabbanan Akroi, that's what we say from Eretz Chito Sairam, we learn that Chito means Besam Nuga, Avad, that's not Poshit Pshan the posuk. It's not like an asmachtom. Once we know the halacha from halacha l'moshim yisinai, the Rabbanan found an asmachtom, a little remes from the Torah. But avada, without halacha l'moshim yisinai, we would never know that's pshan this posik. So it's not called the posik says it, it's called halacha l'moshim yisinai. No, it's an asmachtom, it's a little remes from the posik. Yeah. Right. You're right. Right, so it's good the first halacha. Shiurim takar halacha l'moshim Sinai. Right, chatzitzin, before also we said halacha chatzitza by tefillah, that you can't have something on your body to be chatzitz, that's only halacha l'moshim Sinai. Shreti gemara d'yoraisininu, that's also halacha shebiksav. It says in the Torah, the pasuk says, v'rochas es kol besorei. When you go to the mikvah, you have to wash kol besorei. Your whole body has to be in the mikvah. We dashin shloyeh dover choytzeitz bein besara lamayim. You can't have anything on your body that's protecting you and the water. In other words, you need the water to touch all parts of your body. There can't be a chatzit or something on your body. So it's not for the pasuk with dashin. Vaita b'mayim. Then the pasuk says v'roches as kol besara b'mayim. What's the limit from b'mayim? The mei mikvah. B'mayim means water that's gathered together already. That's called mei mikvah. Kol besor mayim. The post now saying v'rochet as kol besor b'mayim. What does kol besor mayim mean? She kol gufay oyla behen. What's the shear? How big does the mikvah have to be? It has to be big enough that your whole body could get into the mikvah. V'kamehen. What's the shear of a mikvah? Amo al amo. One amo by one by one amo. V'roim gimel amos. Has to be the height of three amos. That's the shear that a normal person could get into. V'shear chachomim may mikvah nemso. Therefore, from this cheshbin, how much water has to be in the mikvah? At least 40 saw. So all these drushes we learn out from this pasuk of a rochat as kol besar b'mayim. So the whole body has to be into water. What type of water? A main mikvah, still water, and has to be enough for the body to get in. So all these halachis says in the Torah. So what are you saying? It's only halachal mashim sinai for? It says b'feirish kol besar. That means that your whole body has to be touched by water. There can't be a chatzitza between you and the water. Drashi, kol besori mashma, kol besori kiechud. Your body has to be in the water at one time. Yeah. And for the Gemara, ki yitzra chilchaso, when do we say it's only halacha l'moshim yisinai, atayil asaroi, that even in the hair also has to go in the mikvah, and there can't be a chatzitza in the hair. Ukidaraba barafuna, diyoma rabba barafuna, neymo achas kshura chatzitzis. If an isha or a man, if he has one hair, there's a knot in one hair, it's a tight knot, and that's chatzitzis. Since it's so tight, the water can't go in between the knot, and it's called a chatzitza. The water didn't go on the hair.
Shalosh. What about if you have three hairs tied together? Einu chaytisos. Then it's not called a chatitza. Since there are three hairs, you can't make the knot too tight. It doesn't get that tight. Therefore, the water could go through. It's not called a chatitza. Shtayim. What about if you have two hairs that are knotted together? Einu yodeya. He's not sure. It's a suffix if that's called a chatitza or not. But I call upon him. So we're saying this halacha that by the side of the hair, there's also a psul of a chatitza. That's only halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. So Drashi, Neimo achas kshuro chotzetzes. The motzi laduke shapi. You can make it very tight. The water can't get in. Sholosh eina chotzetzes. The lame hedik shapi ve'albu maya. Three hairs together with a knot is not that tight. The water goes through. So this is the kash. So the chura, this is the teretz. That Allah Moshe Mitzrayim has come to tell you, even the hair also can't have a chatitza. For the Gemara, nein. Saroi namid yiraisu. The Allah of your hair also can't have a chatitza is also mid yiraisa. The Tanya, learned in a braisa. For rochas es kol besaroi. It says an extra word es. For rochas es kol besaroi. Es, what does the word es do? Ha tofu lebesaroi. That even something that's tofu to the basar also has to go into the mikvah. And what is that? Vizel sar, that's a person's hair. His hair also has to go into the mikvah, and there can't be a chatzitza. So vizel, it's stayed beferish in the Torah. So it's not called a lochal Moshe Mitzrayim, it says beferish in the Torah. And for the Gemara, ki yasi hilchasa lerubai ulemiyutai ulemakpid ulvashayne makpid. It's enechanami. The ikar alocha chatzitza taka says in the Torah. Says in the Torah, you can't have a chatzitza on your body, and who would in on your hair, there can't be a chatzitza. No, the hair has to go into the mikvah, and the body has to go into the mikvah. That's what it says in the Torah. But how much of a chatzitza passes the tefillah midiraitza? That we don't know. That's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. And the halacha is like this. Okay, the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says like this. Dvar Torah. What's the halacha midiraitza? Midiraitza, what's called a chatzitza? Ruboy o makved olav. You need two tenoyim. It has to be such a covering, moshla a band-aid that covers up rove of your body, and also your makpid, you don't like it to be there. Or maybe a band-aid is not such a good example of band-aid. But sometimes a band-aid, you're not makpid, you don't care if it's the other rabbi, you want the band-aid to be there. Let's say you have a bigger leaf, or some dirt, is over your body, is covered up with dirt. That essence, your makpid, you don't like the dirt to be there, you're eventually going to take it off right away, it doesn't look nice, and also it's covering rove of your body. That's midi right, so the tefillah is no good. And how do we know this? This is halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. That the only time the tefillah is posel, if your body is covered up, rove of the body is covered up, and who are then your makpid, what's there? And the svar is, if you don't have rove of your body covered up, it's considered bottle to the goof. Whatever is on the body is like bottle to the goof. So therefore, once you go into the mikvah, it's considered your whole body is in the mikvah. Who are then if you're not makpid on it, even though rove of your body is covered up with it, so what? But since it's attached, it's on your body, the svar is, it's bottled to your goof. So it's like part of your body now. So without urine, the mikvah, it's a kosher tefillah. Midiraisa, it's only possible with two tenoyim. It's covering rove of the body, and you're makpid upon that whatever's on your body. Dvar teres ruboy makpid olav choytis. Ushenoy makpid olav eino choytis. But if you're not makpid on it, you have something there. That you don't care if it's there or not. Lamashal clothing. You're wearing clothing. You don't care if the clothing is on your body. It looks nice. You want it to be there. So therefore, it's ein chaytzitz. A midiraisa. Although the gozru, the rabbanon made exerim, but the rabbanon, it's possible, it's a chatzitza, al rubai shein hamakbud, mishum rubai hamakbud. Because even though you're wearing tight clothing, that's a chatzitza and robe of your body, but lamayasi, you're not makbud, you don't care if it stays there, but the rabbanon, it's possible. Because he made exerim also in a case where it's dirt on rove of your body, which you are makpid. So even though now it's only clothing that you're not makpid on, the Rabbanu Magazer up to a case where you would be makpid. Vaita v'yal miyutai ha-makpid, the Rabbanu made a gzeirah, if even a miyut, a little bit dirt is on your body. It's not even rove of the body, just a little part of your body has dirt on it. But if you're makpid on it, it's also no good with the Rabbanu. Why did the Rabbanu make a gzeirah? Mishum rubai ha-makpid. Abi, you have one of the two tenoyim who make the gzeirah, maybe they'll have both tenoyim. So it's only osim the rabbanon, either rubai or else miyat that's makbid. What about a miyat that's not makbid? That's not even a chatzitza mid rabbanon. Miyikar adin that's mutter to be toivum. If you have a miyat that's not makbid on, the rabbanon won't goizim. So minig is avada before the noshim atoivum not to have anything on the body. That's mitzad haminig. But mitzadik radin, abi, you don't have a roiv. It's only a miyut and not makpid. It's not called a chatzitza. Fred Gemara, why not? Veligzanami, why didn't Rabbanu make a second gezerah? Let Rabbanu also be gezer al miyutoi shein makpid. Even if you have a little bit, let's say a little band aid that you're not makpid and it's only a miyut, and so we're saying now it's not a chatzitza. Why not? Let the Rabbanu make gezerah mishemiyutei hamakpid. Also, maybe you'll have a meat a little bit dirt there that your makpid, the dirt shouldn't be there. Inami, or else that's make gezerah mishem ruboy sheinu makpid. Without you have something now that's not makpid on. So true, now it's only a meat, but if you be matterho to be toivel with a meat ain't a makpid, should come to be toivel when you have a ruboy sheinu makpid. So why didn't the Rabbanu make gezerah here also? And the Gemara poshit, hey, he gufo gezerah. Even if she's toivel, with rove of her body is covered up, let's say with clothing that she's not makpid on, that's also only midrabbanan. Hey, see gufa gzeira, ruboy sheina makpid, or miyat ha makpid is only midrabbanan. Or bezoy v'yanan nekem, we should get up. V'nigzo gzeira l'gzeira, we should make a second gzeira to make a gzeira that a miyat sheina makpid should also be yasta midrabbanan. That rabbanan don't do. A gzeira l'gzeira we don't do. Hey, see miyat sheina makpid rabbanan weren't gzeir on. Because what are you afraid of? A miyat shein makpid, maybe we should do a miyat hamakpid. A miyat hamakpid is also only with the rabbonin. Maybe we should do a ruboy shein makpid. Ruboy shein makpid is also only with the rabbonin. So about the only gzera, it's not also. So these halachas are halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. So what's called a chatzitza midiraisam, ruboy and makpid. Ruboy shein makpid or miyat hamakpid, that's also with the rabbonin. So Rashi, Tevat Torah means halacha l'mashim Sinai. The Torah shabapeh. These halachas we don't know about peh. Ruboy. So Rashi says the chiddush now. Rashi shita is ruboy roiv saroy. Rashi's mashma this halacha l'mashim Sinai only goes upon the hair. By the hair of this halacha, how much of the hair is chaytes? Shem yesh by dover achaytes kagoyin dam yovish. Let's say she has blood in the hair, dried up on the hair. Or also diyoy v'tit yovish. She has dried out ink or dirt. Vezefes yovish, or shekosha ruba yachasachas. Robe of the hairs are tied up. Then we say it's a chatzitza. So robe of the hair has a chatzitza. Umakpid olov. Shemitztayir al lichloch zeshab roishoy. That bothers her. She doesn't like to have blood in the hair. So such a case, that's called a chatzitza. So in Tishant, Rashi says the halacha l'moshim Sinai applies to the hair only. So Tosis medayik from Rashi. Rashi there is that on the body you don't have those halachas. On the body, any little chatzitza would be a chatzitza midiraisa. Hey, the halacha l'moshim Sinai only applies to the hair. About the hair is only a chiddush of es, a tuffle of saroi. It has to be in the mitzvah. So here you have these kulis that only ruboy and makpid is chaytzis. But on the body, mashm, anything would be chaytzis. If Tosfos learns not like that, Tosfos has a lot of kashas on Rashi, and about the halacha is not like Tosfos. The Ritzvah wants to say Rashi also doesn't mean it. Rashi doesn't mean saroi, lafuke, the rest of the body. Rashi just wants to say a chiddush. Now the chiddush is, Rav Chaim Moshe says like this, say here, lechura, the chiddush is the hair is called the body by itself. Let's say rove of the hair is knotted up, and she's makpid upon it. So lechura, that's called the chatzitza. Maybe no, lechura, the hair, negate to the whole body, is only me to the whole body. If you tell me you have to have ruba your makpid, lechura, even if all your hair is schmutzig, with dirt, that she's makpid on, it's still only me to the body. So why is the hair called the chatzitza? The Torah says the hair is considered like a body by itself. That's the chiddush here. The hair is like one body, and the rest of the body is another body by itself. So if the hair itself has roiv of it, that's dirty, and she's makpid on it, that would be called a chatzitza. Even though negated to the rest of the body, it's not called a chatzitza. But you don the hair by itself. But who then avada the body also is a zach by itself. And midiraisa, it's only called a chatzitza if there's a chatzitza upon rove of her body, and she's makpid upon that rove. Avada, that's John Rashi. Vaita. Umakpid alav shemitztayir al lichloch zeshab roshi. She's makpid the dirt in the hair. The sheinim makpid alav heavy kagufay. The svar midiraisa, when you're not makpid upon the chatzitza, l'mosh, you're wearing clothing. It looks nice, the clothing. You're not makpid to take off the clothing. The svar is heavy kagufay. It's like bottle to the goof. The yafagav devi brubay lechayit. Even though rove of your body is covered with clothing, so what? It's called the good tefillah midiraisa, because the clothing is bottle to your body. No, the rabbanu made gzeira. The gozer aruboy sheina makpid. Hoyo veve roiv v'domi v'miksas lechatzitzu diraisa. That's one gzeira. Vaita v'yal miyata makpid. Hoyo v'domi leoso ba'akpoda. since it's doima to the Uraisa, Trakoponim Yemakbid. The Gozru laf Allah Moshim Sinai. Now these gzeros are not part of the Allah Moshim Sinai. El gzerim the Rabbonin. That's only the Rabbonin the gzero. For Rubai ha makbid lechudei who they have Allah Moshim Sinai. Midi Raisa, what's called the chatzitza, is only if Rove of the body has a chatzitza and she's makbid treshun stayon. That's all. So the Moravite. The Moravite, the last kash now is mechitza. We said before that the loch of a mechitza is also a loch of a Moshe Mitzinai. His after the mechitza has to be dalat yut vachemai is a loch of a Moshe Mitzinai. For the Gemara of Aita, the Uraisa ninu, the loch of a mechitza that's yut vachemai hatayiz midiraisan. The Yom Amar, Oron Tisha. The Oron was 9 tvachim high. Rashi says, Oron Tisha, but the rest of the Kaporis Tefach. The Kaporis on top of the Oron was 1 Tefach. So Drashi Orin Goiva Tisha Tfochim. The Ksiv the Amma Vachatzi Kaimosi. It says that the Orin was an Amma and a half tall. So we say now the Amma is 6 Tfochim. So 1.5 is 9 Tfochim. So it was 9 Tfochim high. U Kaporis Tefach. And the Kaporis on top of the Orin was a Tefach. Harei Asora. From the size with the Kaporis, the Orin was 10 Tfochim off the ground. U Ksiv the Pasuk says with the Barti Itchom Meyala Kaporis. So the Gemara. The Yamamar, Orin, Tisha, the Kaparis Tefach, Harei Kanasora, or right to Rashi, Vatanya, Perakam with the Sukkah, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Liyoylom, Loyodo, Shchino, Lamatam Yasora. The Shchino never came down within 10 Tfachim of the earth. Why, what's the Raya? The Pasuk says, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, the Yoretz Nosel of Neyodim, O Lamatam Yasora Tfachim, Choshevoretz. Anything less than 9 tvachim, anything less than 10 tvachim, it's called part of the ground already. Dechsev, what's the raya? For the barti itcho miyala kaporis. Hashem spoke on top of the kaporis. Alma asori have a mechitza. The asora, that's the shear that's still called above the ground. The lamala miyasora lechoshev le rishus tachteo, el rishus achriti. Anything above 10 tvachim is called rishus by itself. Therefore, the shechina always spoke on top of the kaporis. So since it was always 10 tvachim off the ground, it never came into the ground. So just you see from here that a mechitza of 10 tvachim, that's called like a new rishus. So when you want to divide up rishusim, a 10 tvachim is the shear. So here this is midiraisa. And for the Gemara, loy tzricha peya teres, what we're saying, the mechitza is only halacha l'moshim esinai, loy tzricha l'Reb Yehuda. The din of halacha is only according to Reb Yehuda. The Yom Reb Yehuda shitri is, amas binyin b'yama bashisha. True, when you made the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, the yama was 6 tvachim. Or ba'amas kelim, when you went to make the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, here the orin was only a keli, is b'yama bas chamisha. How tall was the orin? It was only a ama of made out of 5 tvachim. So if the pasuk says it was an ama and a half tall, that means 5 and 2.5 is only 7.5. From the source, the orin was only 7.5 amas, 7.5 tvachim tall. And with the extra tefach of the kaporis was 8.5 tvachim. So b'zoy 8.5 tvachim is not a hilchas shear for mechitza. So b'zoy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know the halacha that yud tvachim is a mechitza? According to him, it's taka halacha l'moshe Sinai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't learn out from this pasuk that yud tvachim makes a mechitza. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the oren and the tefach was only 8.5 tvachim. And 8.5 tvachim is not a shear mechitza. So how do we know 10 tvachim? It's Allah l'moshe Mitzinai. For the Gemara of the Reb Meir, the Yoma Kola Amos, according to Reb Meir, it says no. All the Amos were made from 6 tvachim, Ma'ik l'meimer. According to Reb Meir, all the Amos, Zay the Binyan, Zay the Kalim, were all made from 6 tvachim. So according to Reb Meir, l'churat Xeris HaKosiv, that says yut tvachim. It's not called Allah l'moshe Mitzinai. So the Reb Meir, ki asi hilchasom, what's the pshat that we said before? Mechitzes are halach l'moshe Mitzinai. I, according to Reb Meir, the ilchos mechitza that has to be yud tvachim high, you learn it out from the Oren and the Kaporis, that was yud tvachim according to Reb Meir. If he holds that the Amma was 6 tvachim, so 1.5 is 9 tvachim, and the extra tefach of the Kaporis was 10 tvachim, so according to Reb Meir, the posik says 10 tvachim, so why does the Brisa say it's only called halach l'moshe Mitzinai? The Teretz is, legud, or lelovod, l'doif nakuma. There are other halachis of mechitza that's called halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. Good, Sadrashi, good, the Armina, Bekama, Duchti, good Achas, and good Asik.
Either they go down or they go up. Moshe by a sukkah. If you have a tent fokum high, there's the wall of the sukkah. And the schach is all the way on top of here. We say good after. We look as if this mechitza goes up and up and up, and it comes until the schach. We have a mechitza standing upwards, and when we say good asig, it goes down. These halachas we'll see throughout the mesechta, how the mechitza goes up or the mechitza goes down, those halachas are Moshe Mitzinais. Who adin lovid is halacha, anytime something was in gimel tvachim, three tvachim off the ground, lovid makes like it's attached. Like if you have a mechitza coming down and it doesn't reach the ground and it's less than gimel tvachim off the ground, we say lovid is considered attached to the ground. That's also called halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Lovid you say sideways also. We have to have certain times there shouldn't be a mechitza break in between. If the two walls are within gimel tvachim close together, also you say lovid. Anything within gimel tvachim is always called attached. That's also called halacha l'moshe mitzinai. And the last halacha is the doifen akuma, that we saw yesterday. In the case when the middle of the roof, it caved in, and the middle of the hole you want to use for the schach, I, the end of the roof, is called a schach psula. So why is it called a good schach? The Torah says we say, Daifun akuma. We say as if the kaisa going up now, crooked, goes crooked, turns over, and it's all part of the daifun. It's all part of the wall. The wall now comes up and comes crooked until the schach. So these halachas that you say doifan akuma, these are halachas l'moshe mitzinai. So even according to Ramei, it's good what the Braisa says mechitzes are called halachas l'moshe mitzinai. Yeah. Right, says hayegvoya meyaskumam. Again, the Mishnah says what if the pesach of the movi was more than 20 amos high? So you're not allowed to put the kerru on top of the pesach because then the kerru will be l'mala mechofama, and that's possible. Now, what's the eitzah to be machshirit? So Rashi in the Mishnah says Yemayit. Yemayit, Rashi said in the Mishnah, means bring the curve down a little bit. Although the curve is 21 amos high, bring it down a little bit, make it only 19 amos high. That's one way to learn. Another way we spoke out in the Mishnah, the Ritva speaks it out, is Yagbiya. You can lift up the bottom floor. You can make the bottom floor of the Pesach a little bit higher up, that now the halal between the top of this floor and the curve is less than 20 amos. That's also kosher. Now we're going to talk about if you want to lift up the floor, how much do you have to lift up? So tomorrow, how much do you have to make it like lift up the floor to make the halal less, to make the halal shorter? This is in picture number 24, on page 4, picture 24, we'll have it here. It's kama mamayit. For the Gemara, kama mamayit, kama the tzarechle, like what's your kasha? How much you want to pick up? Let's say the curve on top is 22 amas high. So on the bottom, you have to put boards here to lift it up, 2 amis. If you make the bottom, the boards up, the floor up, 2 amis, so now between the floor and the curve, there's less than 20 amis, it's kosher. So pshita, how much do you have to pick up the floor? It depends how high up the curve is. Abi, there's no space, halal, of 20 amis between the curve and the floor, it's kosher. So what do you ask me, kama? And the Gemara, Ella, the kasha was roch by the kama. Like in the picture 24, when you want to make the pick up the bottom of the floor, you can't just pick up the last space of the floor. You have to pick up inside the movi also. The reichiv, the width of the movi inside also has to be picked up. How much inside the movi, the width of the movi, or really is rach, but really means the length. How much inside the movi also do you have to pick up? Like on the bottom of the entrance to the movi, you can't just pick up this little space here. You have to go inwards and pick up either a tefach or else 4 tefachim. That's machlokes. Heis kama el roch by the kama. How much does it have to go in? We have yosef on a tefach. The floor on the bottom, when you want to pick up, you can't pick up an inch. You have to go inwards to the mavi a tefach inside and pick up whole tefach's worth up. Abaye rama abur. You have to pick up dalet tefachim. You have to go inside the movi, dalet tefachim, have a few beams here on the floor, picking up dalet tefachim inside. That's the shear. So, Drashi, kama de sorchle, ashleya chalal, yoyser al esrim, rochboy, shomiet lachiba the toich orech hamovi kama, tefach, can I get rochboy shokur of a tachter? Haste how wide the kur is, and right underneath it. Because the loch of a kur, usually a kur has to be also a tefach wide. So since the curve on top has to be a tefach wide, that's a sfor on bottom also. When you want to pick up the floor, you have to pick up the floor a roich of a width of a tefach. And the other man the Yomis says, no, you have to pick up on the floor more than that. You have to pick up dalet tefachim, worth of the floor has to come up. What's the machloikis? Leimah b'hokam iflagi. This is the machloikis. Hey, leimah b'hokam iflagi. The man di yom a tefach, The man the Yomit says, all you have to pick up on the ground is just a tefach into the mavui, kisovar mutil lishtamash tachas akorah. You're allowed to be mishtamash, allowed to carry underneath the korah. Now look at picture 25. Like the korah on top of the mavui is a little wide on top. It's a tefach wide. Hey, the korah itself is always a tefach wide. Now it's a shayla, you're allowed to carry underneath the tefach. Hey, right underneath the korah, can you carry there or not? It's a machlokes. We'll see later in the Masechta. One man the Yomit says you can only carry until the chitzan of the kaira, to the panimia of the kaira, and once they even to the outside, even to the into the to panimi of the kaira. In really picture 24, he has it like aleph and beis on top. There's the chudi hachitzan, that's the aleph, and beis is the chudi hapanimi. The shala, how far you allowed to carry in the movi? When you come to the entrance where the kaira is, can you carry under the kaira or not? So anyway, that's the machlokes. The man di yoma tefach savar mutil lishtamash tachas akorah. You're allowed to carry even though you're mamish underneath the korah. Oy bazoi is a trashi. Man di yoma tefach savar mutil lishtamash tachas akorah. Di yoma chudei hachitzon yorvesoysen. The swar of the korah is the outside corner, the outside point comes down. Kedemashmula kamon. Vilka kivon di shir esrim amma. Mishum heker, why only 20 amas? So people should notice it's there. Harayesh heker loyma da loyse tefach. Since you're allowed to stand mamish right underneath the kairam, so on the floor, you have mamish just one tefach picked up. Since you're allowed to stand the metaltal on that floor, that tefach, so if you're standing in that tefach, you look up, you see the kairam is less than 20 amas high. So since you're allowed to be mishtamish underneath the kairam, so it's good, all you have is just one tefach wide. Because when you're standing on the tefach on the floor, look straight up, and you see the kairam, therefore it's kosher. But I tell you, man di yoma, Arbo, the one that says no, a tefach on the floor is not enough. But you have to have dalat tefachim in, he holds kesovar, ose lishtamesh tachas akoira. Every time you have the koira on top, even though the koira is a tefach wide, underneath that koira, you're not allowed to be mishtamesh. Hey, it's called like the chitzon, the panimi, the inside corner goes down. So underneath the koira you can't carry. So if on the floor, there's only going to be a tefach wide, where you're standing on that tefach, you can't stand. Because you can't be metaltal underneath the korah. You're going to be further inside the movi. If you're standing inside the movi, looking up, the korah is more than 20 amas higher. So it doesn't help you just to make one tefach. Bech, you have to move inside the movi a little bit more. Today, that where you're allowed to be metaltal, and you're standing at that point, you look up, you'll be less than 20 tefachim. So the swar is, once you have to have it more than a tefach, the swar is always, the next year is always dal tefachim. We never find the shear of two tefachim or three tefachim. The shear of the next shear is dalat tefachim. That's what this man the Yomah says, dalat tefachim. So Drashi, O man the Yomah book, Sobar, also lishtamash tachas akoira. Why the chudi apnimi yorid v'soysim? It is as if the inside corner of the koira comes down. V'roicha v'akoira, hevi chutz l'sfimah. The width then of the koira underneath that is like outside the mob, you can't carry there. Whoever uses the movi, carries inside the movi, ain't lem hekir b'kaira. They won't be able to see the kaira. Sherei b'nomachin, they're less than 20 yamas, since the kaira is more than 20 yamas high. Hilkach tzarachim shlecha tzarech ha-movi, shtei ha-kaira nikeris. Therefore, you have to have some part of the floor in the movi that comes up, that if people will be standing there, they'll be able to see the kaira. K'sheisham shul yoyse goyvo. V'chivon yafikte mitachas ha-kaira, tzarech shei mokam anika b'choshim. Once we say it has to be more than a tefach, the male of the shear always is dalat tefachim. The next chosh of a shear is dalat tefachim. That's why he says on the floor, you have to go inside the movi, dalat tefachim inside the movi. Today, somebody standing at the first three tefachim of this floor, when they look up now, they'll be able to see the kaira. Because since the floor is picked up, like two amis, and male now, you're less than 20 amis from the kaira, you'll notice the kaira. So that's the machlekes. Every time the kaira, do we say the outside part of the kaira goes down, so you can carry underneath the kaira? Or do we say, no, the panimi, the inside of the kaira goes down? So maybe you're only allowed to be metaltal inside the movi. But underneath the kaira itself, you can't be metaltal. So you can only be metaltal outside here. So you have to have some part of this outside also raised. So maybe the shear is dalat tefachim, that's how much has to be raised. All right, we'll stop here.